Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time to Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, only on Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. It's powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Welcome, Black, to the grapevine. Some of these people would be dropped off of the grapevine and squashed if they done something like that. If I seen somebody trip my son like that, yeah, that would be a squash grape. Yeah, turn them into wine or whatever you want to do. But what you not going to do is trip my son, my nephew, grandson or something. Nah, you ain't doing none of that. And I'm going to sit Black and just take it. Just call the police, Homer. Okay. Yep. Now, I will wait for the police. I'll wait until they get there. Be like, yep, I did it. Mm-hmm. Yep, I did. And to this person that ran off and left a one-year-old after taking police on a high-speed pursuit, and they terminated the chase, he kept going. They end up getting the call saying that it's crash. It's a rollover crash. And it happens to be that it was a suspect who jumped out, ran, and left a one-year-old in the car that had to be taken to the hospital with minor injuries. So you get your grown-ass, 32-year-old grown-ass out of the vehicle and lead a one-year-old baby. You know, yes. I'm not giving passes. I'm not giving passes for that. Sometimes I wish I was a judge. I'd handle a lot of these issues that I think we go through. I'd handle them. And this stuff gets even crazier. This, in my opinion, Fifth Court, I would say this was a white woman that did this. But two Milwaukee police officers were bitten by a dog early Wednesday morning while taking a woman into custody, the department said. The attack happened just before 4 a.m. along Fifth Court. The area is just southeast of 6th and Rosedale on the city's south side. According to police, officers responded to a trespassing call in the area. While officers were trying to arrest the 25-year-old woman, police said the woman told her dogs to attack the officers. Two officers, a 36-year-old and a 27-year-old, were bitten. Police said the officers utilized non-lethal options to stop the attack. It's not clear what those options were. The dog ran away after the attack. Medics took the injured officers to a hospital to get checked out. The department said both are now recovering at home. I love, you know, my fur baby, you know, he's deceased, you know, old age, whatever. He's deceased. But I'm just trying to tell you, if you would have sicked your dogs on me, law enforcement or not, you'd have been making arrangements. You'd have been trying to get paw prints to remember. You know, you'd have been trying to get paw prints to remember. You'd have been like, they didn't have to, you know, all that. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to do this. It's like, is this what we doing for real? Is this what we doing? Yeah, no. Non-lethal, that's interesting. Brother Z, you okay in there?
Something just got dropped off for you.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Yeah. What? Call in at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow morning. And, this what we doing? What we not going to do? I'm just saying, I know he vent, man. Nah. 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, Friday morning. You let everybody know, along with all the other events and things that are going on. boy, I tell you. But, yeah, that was a crazy situation with law enforcement. Them dogs would have been gone. It was dogs, too. Like, you know, had a dog to attack the officer. Like, come on now. That dog would have been out of there. Would have been out of there. You know, non-lethal. Nope. And the dog got to run away so the dog could attack somebody else. Hell no. You better get them paw prints ready so you can remember. And remember, it's your damn fault. Remember, it's your fault. You literally told those dogs to attack the officers. Yeah. I hope that she learns the hard way of the things that you don't do, things you shouldn't do. I'm just trying to tell you. I guarantee you. Let's see. LaRon Taylor said, Thiensville cops would have shot those dogs. Hell, Homer Blow. If I would have been a law enforcement officer, No, we ain't doing that. Nope. You going to learn that day. Barbara, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. I ain't putting up with that. I'm not putting up with that. Xavier wouldn't have done it this morning. He talked about dogs. He don't like, you know, he don't have much of it. He does have a dog. He has a dog, so he'd probably be sentimental about it. But Brother Z, if you released your dog and told him to attack because you were being arrested because you were trespassing, would you stick your dog on law enforcement? And do you expect it to survive?
Yeah, no, probably not. Not the smartest idea.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm telling you, I haven't seen a picture of her because she hasn't been charged yet, but I'm pretty sure that it's probably a person that doesn't look like me. Yeah, I don't think so. I think our dogs would have been put down. But they should have put that dog down, too. They should have put that dog down. You know, and it attacked? Oh, yeah. It's out of here. So I guess I couldn't be a law enforcement officer because I'm not going to try to mace it. I'm stopping imminent danger. You are attacking me and my partner. You're going down. And that's just it. No, ain't none of that. How would you have handled that attack? That's a poll. If someone, you know, you ain't even got to be law enforcement, but if someone purposely sent their, you know, you in their yard, they telling you, hey, get out of our yard or whatever the case may be, and they sick their dog on you and tell them to attack you, are you going to handle that in a nonviolent way? I don't know. What would Jazz Tyler do? I'm trying to figure out what she would do. Like, if somebody, sick him! Get her! I don't know. Jazz Tyler seems like she has that nonviolent spirit. Now, I know old Jazz Tyler, I'd have been on and cracking. But what would new Jazz Tyler be? You know, Jazz, I see you in there lurking. Prepping, what would you do? What would you do if...
You know, Homer, I think I'm going to have to mix the old and new Jazz Tyler together. That dog got to go.
Yeah!
That dog got to go. Down goes the dog.
Yeah, because, yeah, you sick... The lady sick the dog on the officers. Yeah, that dog will be out of there. Thank you. If I can get that out of Jazz Tyler, then I pretty much know what the rest of Truth Nation would be saying. PETA would have been protesting. Will D9 said PETA would have been protesting. Listen, PETA, you know, everybody could have protested. Look at the injuries that these officers got. So you ain't going to protest the injuries? Yeah, but he shouldn't have been trying to lock her up. Listen, man, please. I'm just trying to tell you. I ain't going. So don't let me be a law enforcement officer. I'm not. Because them dogs or that dog would have not been here anymore. And you attack my partner too? Oh, hell no. Yep. Non-lethal. Mm-mm. What if it was a Cujo type dog and still wouldn't have tried to stop? No, mm-mm. Mojo Rook be like, unhand me. I'm just saying that dog would have had to get put down. I just wouldn't have took that. I wouldn't have took it. So we got a lot of crazy things that's happening with, again, a man, 32 years old, with a warrant. Police try to stop him. They terminate the pursuit. He keeps on speeding. He crashes. The car rolls over. He jumps out and run, leaves a one-year-old in the car. What the hell? Then you got a football game in Racine, and some man, which they are saying was with the opposing team, with the other team, ends up and goes out and violently trips one of the little young football players. These were youth. These were kids. I'm like, what? Yeah, I don't know. And I try to be rational. But certain things like that, yeah, that would take me off my square. That would take me off my square. Let's see. Somebody said, I heard that the parents confronted him after it happened and he had a weapon. Raider for life, Dre. Okay. Listen, I'd have been like, "In I'm going to get you sucking." Yeah, he'd have went down. And he had a weapon at a kid's football game? Oh, he in all kind of violations. Yeah. I got to get ready to take care of some bills. I'll be black. I'm just frustrated with all of this stuff happening with our children. And it was a black man that tripped that little boy, that football player in Racine. A black. We'll be black in a moment. Welcome back to the grapevine. Listen, Orange Man is on his tantrum run again. Now, from Lake Ontario to Lake America. Like,
what do you mean by that?
The Orange Man signs the order to rename Lake Ontario amid the trade war with Canada to Lake America. Like,
are you out of your damn mind?
He is.
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play?
He's absolutely playing in our faces, and there's still so many people that are like supporting him. Like, no, that they should name. Stop it. This is showing kid behavior. I mean, just throughout this whole second term, he's just throwing tantrums. And when he throws his tantrums, I'll do this. I'll do that. You know, this is America, though. I think in the end, it just really shows us that this is America. Because for people to still try to stay and support him, and they know damn well that a lot of these things and decisions that he's making, you would be hollering if it was anybody else other than him doing it. You would be complaining. You can't do that. You this, you that. But he's doing it, and it's a lot of people that are still supporting him, and that's why he continues to throw tantrums, in my opinion. He just throws tantrums. You said what? Well, I'm going to do this. Like, get out of here. Like, for real. Like, I don't understand how so many people are blinded, except the only explanation is this is America. This is America. This is how they want it to be. They don't have a problem with him taking away DEI. They don't have a problem with him removing statues of African Americans, black people that are very important to this country. Very important in our history, which should still be just history in general. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Anytime he just gets mad, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And he's throwing every challenge he can. And he's losing some, but he's winning a lot. He's winning a lot. When does it end? Like, when do people say, you know, enough is enough? Okay, we tried to ride with you, but nah, you're doing too much. Because these people are cutting off their nose to spite their own face. You're being affected by all of this stuff as well. We're going to go to the Truth call-in line at 833-212-1017. Security Mike, great afternoon. Welcome to the Grapevine. What's your truth?
Well, how's it going, legendary law?
Bless.
Oh, man, you know, it's just like, yeah, because now he's into it with Canada.
Right.
And those tariffs are going to affect the auto industry because I think we use we get their engines or something.
Yep. Wood, everything. Like, all kind of stuff. Lumber, yeah.
Yeah, we've turned into a racist country, man.
Yeah.
And yeah. They cutting off what you said about the spite. Their noses and that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they hating us and things will be bad for us, that 33% don't care. He gonna keep that what he brought out the closet. He's gonna keep that 30 to 33%. Now we just gotta hope the rest. We gotta stay together. I mean, a lot of blacks voted for this guy. I don't care if you don't like the Democrats or not. We all gotta stick together and vote Democrat to get these guys up out of here. But he's not gonna go easy.
Mm-hmm.
If something's going to go down, midterms and in 28, man's not going to go easy because he know he's in big trouble once he isn't president anymore.
Yeah, like real talk. And it's sad, like I say, that just that blind faith is just – so even though the cuts, the federal cuts that's being made to all of these different things – they're not just affecting black people. Some of these people act like it's just going to affect the black people. It's just going to affect them. Now, this is affecting a lot of people unless you're extremely wealthy. If you're extremely wealthy, you're going along with it, right? Well, yeah, we appreciate that. But the haves and the have-nots. And some people don't understand that it's a lot more white people that are have-nots too. They act like it's just black people. A lot of white have-nots as well. I'm telling you, we didn't invent trailer parks, in my opinion. Yeah, so when you look at some of these encampments and all of that kind of stuff, it's not a bunch of us that are in those kind of encampments. Mm-mm. Nope. But they still blindly, just give him time. Time to do what? Continue to destroy what they say America is? I said it even before when the Orange Man was in the first time. I said, when was America great for black people? When? Please call in and let me know. When was America great for black people? Yeah, crickets. I'll wait. So who? I mean, come on. They didn't want us to do this. They didn't want us to do that. They didn't want to do this. They didn't want to do that. But yet, we were good enough to nourish your children. But we're not good enough to be human beings. And that's just the reality of it. Like, you got to really look at it deep just like that. And to all of the Republicans that know damn well that these things, like, if you have any type of spirit or soul, and some of these black Republicans really mess me up. It's like, bro, do you realize that you are a non-factor too? They really think, we's in the big house. We's in the big house. When I see some of them on some of the news channels and whatnot, what he's doing is stop it, dude. Stop it. Your mother probably hates you and you don't get along with any of your siblings because it is madness. I'm just saying, like, this is just really crazy. 833-212-1017. Where is this blind support? What do y'all think it is? What do you think that can make a person? This is like some Jim Jones stuff. Jonestown, like, come on. Like, for real, like, what are we doing? Nobody's trying to stand up, and then you're going to listen to somebody that follows every word, even here in Wisconsin. He is supporting everything that orange man says, period. But there's going to be some people that will continue to cut off their nose to spite their face. As long as it's not a black person, this is crazy. LaRon said, who else has a CEO like Mike Lindell damn near lose every cent he had in a good company like MyPillow, just threw it all away for the orange man? Facts. I used to see all of MyPillow commercials all the time. And his blind faith, I'm just trying to tell you. LaRon said, the white T have don't care about have-nots. You don't ever hear them saying we all need to come together. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They try to get us to understand why. Well, it's not so bad for you people. Even saying that, they don't feel like they just said something disrespectful. I mean, you people have EBT. You know, y'all use that more than we do. Well, you get free lunch in school. So does little Tommy. The hell are you talking about? Sally is getting free lunch too. I got to take care of some bills. Just thinking about how, in my opinion, ignorant some people are, that they know it's not right, but they just still ride with it. Y'all should take some notes from OTF Jam. He said, what I'm not going to do is go to prison for Lil Durk. He talked about all of the dirt. He said all the business. He said, I'm not going black to prison. I'm not going black to prison. What else y'all need? What's the deal? Holla at me. I got the layout. You're listening to The Grapevine on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth, inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. I'll be black. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. Don't forget, coming up at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, we tap in with Jazz Tyler. And, of course, that's my girl. I love and appreciate her so much. And just to, you know, continue to watch her growth and to be able to not be afraid to venture into other areas. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. That's my girl. You're going to always hear me big up in Jazz Tyler. I'm just saying. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Talking about the orange man. Let's see. Will D9 said, when gas prices are $4.20 a gallon and one person is causing it, yeah, we have a problem. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. LaRon said, not long ago, everybody, and I mean everybody, loved Rudy Giuliani. Look what happened to him because of the orange man on TV with paint running all down the side of his face. That part, it's like everything he touches. And if you make him mad, this is why I talk about the tantrums. If you make him mad, now you are a target. You just been put on the list.
Oh, you rap?
Good one. I caught that, Brother Z. You've been put on the list. Listen, anybody, we got to, I said, you've been put on the list. He said, oh, you rap. I'm from Milwaukee, born and raised. So, yeah, I guess I'm on the list. I wonder if Jazz ever uses any of her material, from her hip hop career. Do you ever play any of it? Have you?
In the shower, in my car. No, because a lot of people don't even know. Like, I talk about it, but they don't know that Jazz. Have to reintroduce her.
Well, I mean, when we have other guests come on, we play something, even if it was one of their hits from back in the day. We play it, don't we? To introduce them. And like some of y'all, I'm just saying, I allow you to reintroduce yourself. Oh. And whether you go black into it or not, but I'm just saying, you had stuff that I was able to play on WNOV, and as well as Blow Radio, I'm just saying.
I think I'm just trying to keep her tucked away. But I hear you, Homer. And that makes sense. I think we may play She Jazzy today.
Right.
Yeah.
You get where I'm going?
Yep.
Listen. It's a part of you, it's a part of you. We can't let that go. We cannot let that go. Let's see. Another situation. Keep your eye out. I don't know where this, what were you about to say, Brother Z?
She ain't no better than these other people. She ain't got no clean versions, Homer.
You know what?
Recorded in 2009.
Yeah. Are you quick, though, Brother Z? You know what I'm saying? You on the fly. You can handle it. You can end up making your own edit, can't you? That was a jam, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I got to depend on having my computer to depend on my stems.
You sound like the Orange Man. All of these depends. Stealth.
Pew, pew, pun gun.
That's it. All right, but back to a more serious situation. I hope that this man is caught soon, Christopher Taper. And some of you have probably been hearing about it, but when there was an 11-year-old that ended up dying, right? The story says, left him alone to die. Man ditched his girlfriend's 11-year-old son, bleeding from a gunshot wound, and never called 911, police said. And that person, police in Milwaukee, are looking for a man who allegedly left an 11-year-old boy alone after the boy shot himself in the head. Christopher Taper, 44, was charged with neglecting a child with a consequence of death after police said he was in charge of watching the 11-year-old Samir Hurd, the son of his longtime girlfriend, Jamie Campbell. In an interview with local Fox affiliate, Campbell says she had just left for work a little after 9 p.m. on August 17th when she got a frantic call from Taper, who reportedly told her that Samir had shot himself. According to a criminal complaint reviewed by Law and Crime, Campbell called her sister at 9:37 p.m. and asked her to head over to her house. When Campbell's sister arrived, she was shocked that there was no emergency vehicles or police cars at the home. Police said it appeared that nobody called 911. Campbell's sister called 911 when she got to the house and told first responders what Taper allegedly told Campbell. Officers and emergency responders arrived at 9:44 p.m. and found Samir unconscious and not breathing on the floor of the living room. They attempted life-saving measures, but the boy was pronounced dead at the scene. He had a single gunshot wound in the middle of his forehead, and a Taurus G3 9mm handgun was found near his feet. Police said Taper left the residence and left Samir to die alone without calling 911. He did not answer his phone. Campbell's sister told police that she could not believe that Taper left him to die alone. Taper had been dating Campbell for 6 years and was living with her. Campbell often left Samir in Taper's care when she went to her third shift job. When police spoke to Campbell, she said she knew Taper was a convicted felon who sometimes carried a gun. She told police he kept the gun in a black book bag. Campbell's sister told police at the scene that Taper was unemployed and sells drugs to make money. According to the complaint, Taper has an open case from 2023 and is charged with possession with intent to deliver THC, possession with intent to deliver fentanyl, and possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine. Taper is charged with neglect of a child resulting in death, felony possession of a firearm, and 2 counts of bail jumping. In her interview with WITI Fox 6 Local, Campbell begged Taper to turn himself in to police, saying, "You have to do the right thing. If you love us and you love my baby." The Post left him alone. Left him alone to die. Man ditched girlfriend's 11-year-old son bleeding from a gunshot wound and never called 911. That there's a special place for individuals who do things like that. Didn't even call 911. I hope that he is caught soon. You know, I hope that he is caught soon. Because, again, it's these type of situations that we end up dealing with so often. And that's why I say she had all of the wrong elements in her home. She knew that he was a convicted felon. She knew that he kept a gun. She knew that he was selling dope. And, yeah. Now, here you are, unfortunately, having to beg for him to turn himself in. This is a crazy situation. And unfortunately, Truth Nation, is not an uncommon situation. Do some people feel like they need love or companionship that bad? That you know that you are putting yourself as well as your children or family in jeopardy and still you do it? Consciously, she was able to run off everything that he was doing. Yes, he had a gun in the house. This boy shot himself in the middle of the forehead. And I don't know. Listen, maybe it's just me, but I got some other questions. Like, he just held it center mass to his forehead. I just have questions. That sounds like something that you do if you point a gun at somebody and you hold it against their head. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. We have to do better. I'm at least happy that she's telling him to turn herself in, that she gave law enforcement all of the information that she had about him and the history with her and him. Because a lot of people just will, they make excuses. They act like, oh, no, it was, he did that. And knowing damn well that it was a person that they were involved with or them being negligent with this firearm. You know, do people really use the gun locks? And let's take that quick poll as we go to break. Because the city and a lot of these organizations give out these gun locks. And I've read a lot of criminal complaints, Brother Z, that said that when they go in and they find these guns, the gun lock is just laying there. You know what I'm saying? Or it's not being used. Do you believe that all of these gun locks that are being handed out, you know, are people really using them? Because I can't tell with the children finding the guns and all of that. I don't know. I know that we should be. Are people having lock boxes? I think people are so used to trying to be on the ready. You're like, nope, I'm not putting this in no lock box. Nope, I'm not putting no gun lock on it. But people are dying. Your kids are dying. Your nieces, nephews. They're killing other people because they're just infatuated with the gun, and you ain't taught them no gun safety. Somebody said they want to hear Jazz Tyler's music. They want to hear Jazzy's music. I'm going to start a campaign. I think Brother Z can make it. Brother Z, you have Serato, correct?
Not with me right now.
I ain't saying right now.
Oh, but yes, I do.
Okay, so you can take that song and on your own time create a radio edit, right? I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I can, but Jazz says she can edit it at the school tomorrow.
Well, one of y'all going to edit it, damn it, and I want to hear it. All right? She's Jazzy. I'm just saying. You're going to learn today. You're listening to The Grapevine. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, just talking about this tragic situation, and the man never called 911. Like, okay, you run. Call 911. That boy didn't stand a chance. I'll be black. Welcome, Black. It's The Grapevine. The legendary Homer Blow on the award-winning 101.7 FM. Listen, don't forget, coming up at 4 p.m., we will tap in with Jazz Tyler. And sometime tomorrow, at the latest, we're going to get to hear She's Jazzy. I'm just saying. But not an all call. She makes her own edit, or we can get DJ Brother Z to make an edit. You know what I'm saying? That way you can play all those songs at the garage. They're edited. The poll on our YouTube page, do you own a gun and use a gun lock? And I just need you to be real with it, because I think a lot of people accept the gun locks, but they're not using them. They're not using them. I just don't. I've seen people with gun locks. The package just sitting there, unopened. Like, you know, they get ready to try to put it on a bike. It's crazy. And if you choose not to use a gun lock, why? Let me know. Because we see how gun violence is affecting our community, whether it's accidental things happening in the house or whatever the case may be. Why? What is your reason for not? I think if you talk to some people, they'll be like, no, I got to be ready. You got to stay ready. You got to stay ready because, you know, these people come up on you and you got to be ready. And I can't afford to try to unlock the gun lock and all of that kind of stuff. Just keep it real. What is it? But vote in the poll. Do you own a gun and use a gun lock? You know, and call in and let me know why or why not. 833-212-1017. What is it? Because, again, when I keep saying that we have to change the narrative, we have to be the change that we need, you know you got kids in the house. You know you got kids in the house. Some of these people are acting like they live by themselves. I read that criminal complaint with the double homicide that happened in the studio on 31st and Cameron. And it was an AK in that studio, AK Draco. It was a 9mm, 40 cal. It was like five guns in that studio. And the person who is charged with the alleged murder of Lil Shiesty and Funny Man, Funny Money. Listen, he the one that came, and from the criminal complaint, it seems like he came to the studio because he had beef with somebody of something that happened at a family gathering. So he came in with a weapon himself. There were people that were, when I was talking about it, they were like, why would you have a gun at a studio? I said, bro, stop. Stop. If you don't know, like, this is a different generation. I know that back in the day, you can go to the studio and you ain't got to worry about all that. But you have to be ready to have a contact high because they're going to be smoking. Some people are going to get drunk because they're going to have liquor there. They're going to invite some women that ain't got nothing to do with recording to the studio with them. And it's going to be guns. It's going to be guns. There was like I say, four or five guns inside that studio. And the guy, Kelvin Harris, said that he was pushed in, or they pulled a gun on him and took his gun. This is in the criminal complaint, which is a public record. So, you know, you ain't got to just take my word. But it was real deep. But then some of the things that he was saying didn't make sense because there was some contradictions in the way that he talked about the story. But he did call 911. He didn't stay on the scene, but he did call 911. But then he ditched the gun in a river. And he allegedly told them where they could find his gun. But there were parts of his story that just didn't match up to the scene of the double homicide. And so he's charged with, you know, first degree reckless homicide, two counts. And these shootings and seemed like they were very intentional and focused. Like, yeah, just where the injuries were. Yeah, he had something to prove, in my opinion. That's just my thoughts on that. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this trial plays out. He's claiming that it was self-defense because they took his gun, and then he tried to take it black. And when he took his gun black, or no, he took one of their guns and ended up shooting both of them. So it's going to be a serious and crazy situation that's going to play out. On this, again, do you own a gun? Because that's why when I said, why can't we, you know what I'm saying, do something about the gun violence that is happening in our community. Why can't we? This is another sign of it. But he came to that studio kind of like on something. It's also kind of like the man that was killed at the exotic smoke shop on Appleton and Congress here in Milwaukee. And the details that's inside that criminal complaint. So these criminal complaints be, you know, even the girl, 18-year-old road rage driver that shot and killed that woman, her situation, and she lying, saying one thing, but it was a person that was in the car with her that told the truth. And then she had to come back around and tell the truth. One day, I will read some of these criminal complaints because we just need a better understanding of, like, what the hell were they thinking? Why did they do that? What did they say provoked them to, you know, do this or do that? And what some of the witnesses end up saying in these situations is something that you know, you really need to hear. So I'll see how I can kind of tone them down, because they describe everything. They give the autopsy reports on all of that. So, yeah, it can be quite deep. So I'd have to amend it. I've read criminal complaints on the truth before. But, yeah, you have to really get ready for it. You have to really get ready. Like DJ Brother Z is getting ready to say blow. It's about time to go. She's Jazzy. She's up next with Tap In with Jazz Tyler. I like the fire of Jazz. She has a fire about herself. This woman is on fire. Jazz, I love you. I'm about to sign out. You can tune in. What the Business Is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. with the legendary Homer Blow and my girl Bailey Coleman. Right now, about to set it on fire. Jazz Tyler, tap in. Every Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you. And I want you to please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the afternoon, evening, night, early morning. And hopefully the things we have to talk about in the near future won't have to be within our minute degrees of separation. Do they use a gun lock, Brother Z, or not? Yes or no? Do they use gun locks? Yes or no?
No, they don't.
And this is why we are in the situations we are in my opinion. All right, people. Love you. I'm up out of here for now. Peace.